The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. If you missed our previous programs, we are on podcast. We are also live streaming all of our services. You can go to our website at sogmi.org. And also, I want you to subscribe to our live streaming and podcast by going to www.sogmi.org so that you will never miss any prophecies, any training, any services. Again, go to our website, www.sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube also. You can subscribe there. It is important for you and I to really understand the signs, what is going on in the world, and what we're supposed to do, and the plan of God for this time. God is not at a loss for words that he has forgotten some stuff or it's overwhelming him. No. He was sitting on his throne, laughing at his enemies. So we, you and I, why don't we laugh with him? Because he's on our side anyway. So let us focus on that. We're going to focus on the good news. Again, subscribe to our live streaming and our podcast by going to www.sogmi.org or find us on YouTube. We are really in a very challenging time. And there's a lot of things that's never happened before, like the whole country was in lockdown. And we watch bad news every day. And we see many negative things unfold before our very eyes. And fear is trying to set in among the people, even the people of God, because of these challenges. Yes, they are happening. But they're happening in the world under the Babylonian system. We don't belong in that system. We're not under that system. We are in the kingdom of our God. And once we realize that, then we will refocus our attention on the promises of God, on the Thus Saith the Lord, and reading and getting to know him by reading his word. And we can always ask the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us. At this time, we should be busy implementing God's plan, doing his ways of doing things here on earth, and to believe and to receive what God has for you and I in Christ Jesus. Let me quote you some scriptures. In Psalm 37, verse 25, it says, I was young and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. In the midst of lockdown, I know we are being provided for. Even in this ministry, of course we have bills to pay. Whether some people, whether we are members or partners or the people of God will attend the Sunday services, we were on lockdown. But instead of tightening our belts, we were inspired and moved by the Holy Spirit, starting with the youth, with the media team, with the praise and worship. We expanded and improved our live streaming because we now expanded our audience. So we kept and we still continue keeping social distancing. So our attendance, those that are allowed to attend our services, are the praise and worship team and the ministry team. But you know what? I thank the Lord. Our bills are getting paid in spite of the lockdown. We have such generous and devoted members and partners of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And if you're listening and you're one of them, thank you for keeping this ministry going. And I know that I am covered with your prayer and the entire ministry. And I would like to personally thank you and thank you again through this radio broadcast. Thank you to our partners and members of Freedom Fellowship Church, especially the core team and the partners of Sons of God International by pressing on and pressing through with us so that we can continue to preach the gospel in every available means to us. And we are expanding our outreaches, and we will continue to train leaders, hold conferences online. We can never be stopped. Amen? And with that, as a result of that, I'm happy to share with you that Freedom Fellowship Church in Alabele started their Sunday service 2 Sundays ago, and they branched out to General Santos City, and they held their first Sunday services last Sunday. Thank you, and God bless you for those who came. There was no invitation. It's just by word of mouth. And some of those that have joined in with them, I ministered to them, and I have been ministering to them for about 10 years. So God bless you, Pastors Jason and Mary Ann Vergara, for taking the leadership position in these last days. For you responding to the call, even with fear and trembling, because I know it was not easy. Your hunger to go with God and to be a part of this great move, I know, took you over. And whatever concerns or challenges you have, now you are overcoming them day by day. And also, thank you for the ministry team, Pinky, Jam, Cyrene, Ruru, and for those that I have not mentioned in General Santos City and Alabele, thank you. You know who you are, for taking a leadership role and facing up to the challenge that we're facing right now. And I know it is for the love of God and for the love of your country and for the love of the Filipino people. And as soon as I'm able, and as soon as the travel restriction is lifted in the Philippines for Americans, I'll be there to train you, to spend time with you, to empower you, and we will hold a miracle crusade. Just get ready. So we now have, my brothers and sisters, 3 Freedom Fellowship Churches in the Philippines, 1 in Quezon City under pastors Jerry and Beth Cristobal, that has been in existence for several years now. And this is one of those things that I have been resisting for more than a decade, that is to have ministries under this ministry. But the Lord made it clear to me that I am needed for that time. I need to take my post. And it is a harvest, not just for me, but for those who finance me going to the Philippines. So the harvest is here. And we are beginning to see things unfold now. So whatever God is doing to those nations that we ministered to, you are now a part of the harvest. So take hold of that. And it is amazing that the hunger for the move of God is very evident among the young people. And it is now becoming evident here, even in the United States of America. I've seen that in the Philippines. I've seen that in other countries that I have been, that the Lord sent me. And now I'm beginning to see this in the United States of America. So in spite of the challenges that we're facing right now, my dear brothers and sisters, God is greater. God is bigger. He is almighty. And you belong to Him. So embrace the changes. So this is one of those major changes that the Lord had me released for 2020 and major upheavals, and they're happening now. But be reminded also that God made us a promise or a prophecy that if we unite, especially the leaders, that the wickedness, the corruption, that is in Washington, D.C., that has been there for years and years and years, and other nations of the world are feeding off it, including many ministries, that God is going to uproot it, and we're beginning to see it. This is just the beginning, but God is going to complete what he has planned for United States of America, and that is good news. And God is more than willing to complete and fulfill his plan for your life, my dear brother, my dear sister. So take your post and look on who God is and get to know and learn more on what he's doing and what he is saying to all of us, to the church, to the nations of the earth. This is the reason why this prophetic voice of our time was initiated by the Lord almost 11 years ago. And now you're beginning to see that many prophets of God are beginning to say the same thing. It is very exciting because at first you think you have to resist this thing that I am the only voice. I am the only prophetic voice, just like Elijah. And God said, excuse me, there are 7,000 people who did not bow their knees to Baal, and they can take over your place any moment. But sometimes it is a lone voice. It is a voice in the wilderness. But now we're beginning to see that the apostles and prophets are taking the center stage, and they're going to build the charts. And it is coming to pass now. And this has been prophesied by me. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. But I prophesied this years ago, and now I'm beginning to see it manifesting. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, and don't be a loner. You are needed in the body of Christ. So you need to get discipled or get trained wherever God is serving you, but be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I was talking about major changes, and this is a confession time. Last year, I was preparing for the December Prophetic Gathering of the Saints, which we hold every year. And I was talking to the Lord. I was frustrated with many leaders, especially those that have attended the Empower Leader, Empower Nation Pastors Conference. Those who attended, I ministered to thousands of pastors, not just a few, but thousands of them, all over the Philippines, as an example. Many pastors have been touched by the Lord for the first time. And they were pastors, and they wanted to get trained. They're hungry for the things of God. And you could see some received deliverance, miracles, healing. And I've held many miracle crusades with some of them. But when I leave, after a few months or a few years, they go back to what they're comfortable with. And it has been frustrated for me. And then they start picking up doctrines, and they started making their own rules instead of asking the Holy Spirit. And they created more doctrines of men. And some of them, they have gotten so big that, okay, I'm bigger than you. My ministry is bigger than you, Christina, so I don't need you. And they went back to the same thing. And the move of God just stopped. And I cried for the many people who needed prayer, who needed miracles. It was very frustrating for me. But one thing that is evident in the Philippines, even here now in the United States of America, and in some other parts of the world, is the young people are wanting to see the real thing. They wanted to know about God. They hate religiosity. They hated all these man-made rules and doctrines that limit them and limit God. But once they see the manifestations and the signs and wonders, their lives really get transformed, and they're so hungry. And I have been mentoring hundreds of them via internet and private messaging. But don't call me to be mentored, okay? I don't have the time right now to mentor all of you. Just follow our live streaming and subscribe so that you'll know the next training online, okay? And those that are overseas, if they have any question, if they need prayer, if they need some advice, the Lord will wake me up and then I'll receive their message and then I'll minister to them. But back in December 31st, I told the Lord, I don't want to hold another pastor's conference, Lord, but it is not my will. I don't want to go back. I wanted to do something else. I want to do something different. I want to move forward. And the Lord said, very well, what about those that are real hungry for me? And said, you promised me, you gave me your word, Christina, that you're going to teach them and you're going to teach them how to love me. So I said, okay, very well, I'm going to focus on them, in which I did this year. I held training for the young people, high schoolers, and I led them into asking the Lord for the Holy Spirit to baptize them. And as soon as they said, amen, they were baptized by the Holy Spirit. I don't have to lay hands on them. And God got all the glory, in which that is the main thing. And at the same time, they knew that they received a personal touch from the Lord. So the Lord had me go back and continue the work in the Philippines. But the focus is different. And pastors Jason and Marianne and Pinky, they're all younger people. And Jason and Marianne are also teachers. They're apostolic teachers. And they love to see the move of God, especially amongst the young people. So the Lord set them aside, separated them, and now they're leading the other young people. And I'm going to hold a prophetic conference, leadership training, and business management when I get there this time. But I'm going to focus on the young. So these are the major changes, and I know that there are many changes in your life. This is just one example. There are many changes that is happening all around you. Submit to them. Yield to the teaching of the Holy Spirit, because you've never been that way before. Count it all joy that God is dealing with you right now. It means to say that He has not rejected you. He's treating you like a child, His child. So those are the changes and major upheavals that all the spiritual leaders, we cannot stop this. If we don't yield, we'll find ourselves getting replaced, and major changes are still coming. I want you to understand that instead of saying bad things about anything that is happening in the church, instead, let us get down on our knees and continue to pray and thank God and continue to tell Him that we trust Him and that we're going to yield and submit to Him. Amen? Okay. And also, in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it." Psalm 111, verse 9, "He provided redemption for His people," that is you and I. "He ordained His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name." His covenant and His promises for you is you is forever. He never changes His mind. If in case you have been missing it, you have been compromising, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is to jump on board now and allow Him to restore you. He is that merciful, and He has a need of you. Stand your ground. Always do the right thing. And believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and focus on Him and Him alone. We all need to do this. We have the answer to the challenging times that we're in. God is not shocked on what is happening. He's still laughing at His enemies. And we belong to Him. So we might as well laugh with Him. Because any bad things, you yield yourself and submit and put your trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, they too shall pass. These challenging times, we look back at it, and once you yield it to the Holy Spirit, you will not have any regrets. We need to continue to prophesy His word and His will. We need to continue to pray for this country. And let me tell you something. God's plan and God's perfect will for this country and upon His people all over the world, they will come to pass. All we need to do is to pray and be led by the Holy Spirit. So let us go back again to Psalm 37, verse 25. And at this time, we will all read verse 25 all the way through verse 30. Psalm 37, verse 25 through 30. It says, I was young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Comment, we do not need to panic or be concerned about bad economic predictions. We hear them every day. Good news and the truth is that we are not part of their economy. We are under God's economic system. And our Lord Jesus Christ laid the groundwork for the principles of His economic system, which is the kingdom of our God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Remember, He's our source. The wonderful part about United States of America, there is no other country like United States of America. Our government is patterned to God's ways and form of government. That, yes, they make sure that we have check and balances. We have Trinity, the executive, the legislative, and judicial system of government. And at the same time, they decreed and they have made this covenant with God that this nation is under God. That's why it's prospering and continue to prosper, not because we are good, but because God remembered the covenant of the founding fathers. And also, He looked upon you and I, His people. And as long as we are united in love and we continue to obey and implement His ways of doing things, United States of America will continue to prosper and will continue to turn towards righteousness. And we will be able to experience and see the real prosperity. Aren't you glad that we're under the government and the system of our God? Isaiah chapter 9, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. So we are in His kingdom. So we are under His government. He is our Lord and He is our ruler. And we are the implementers. We implement His ways of doing things here on earth. So let us not be destroyed for lack of knowledge, but let us continue to learn. It is time for us now to forsake religiosity and stop following the rules made by men. But in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you as well. He's talking about material things, including finances. And I'm running out of time. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, we are in exciting times, but we can handle this. We can face tomorrow because we have hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you are listening to this, miracles are happening, whether you need healing, whether you need deliverance, whether you need finances, whether you just need confirmation and to be loved. This is it. These are the signs of our times. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening, and the Holy Spirit is on the move. And we give God all the glory, and it will benefit His people, and it will benefit us as well. So God bless you for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe and join us in our live streaming by going to sogmi.org at 10:30 in the morning on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Sunday and Wednesday. And like us or find us on YouTube. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.